been a good day.
Yeah?
Brian says I'm not supposed to listen to other channels, but this was not including today.
So listen to them all.
We're going to finish the day, and we are going to have the five of us channel each a little bit, one by one. We're going to do it in the order of the presentation that you saw, except for the fact that I will be last, which is because I want to be. Tomorrow we're doing the same thing with five or six more, and then just as a review on Sunday, and it starts later that day, we'll have all 12 of us. So this is the situation. We're going to do it also with the music of Robert Coxon, and so I'm going to ask Robert, please, Maestro, to come on in here. And I'd like you to welcome and greet our speakers and channelers for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, please come in. And Jeff, when you're ready, you can begin.
As above, so below. As we discussed earlier, that phrase will lose some of its meaning because the distance closes between those of us in the spirit realm and those of you here on the planet Earth. There are other places in the universe where as above, so below is a phrase that won't be understood. But for you here, for you now, for you today, understand that there is a separation. But it's closing. We get closer. We get closer consistently. And that's because of you. The 20th century, the early part of the 21st century. How remarkable. Think of the changes. Think of the things that you have gone through. Think about 100 years ago and imagine taking someone from then and bringing them to the present day. What would they understand? What would they know? And yet you take it all in stride. And as your technology increases and improves, flourishes, you have a hint of what is returning to you in the way of abilities. These days, you can talk to anyone, anywhere in the world with a small little box that fits in your pocket. Now imagine this, talking to anyone, anywhere in the world, without any technology. You can imagine it, but you can't do it yet. Your vibration hasn't risen to that point, but you're getting there. And you here in the room feel it, you sense it, you know it, and your children, well, it's normal to them. And their children, have you ever seen a toddler with a smartphone? They know how to use it. How did that happen? Because when they were above, they were guides. And they knew what kind of a world they wanted to be born into. And they know what kind of world they want to leave when the time comes.
Yeah.
That wasn't us. This world is beautiful. Please keep that in your mind. Please keep it in your head and in your heart. Please understand that the universe does not support conformity. The universe supports diversity. Think about gender issues. They're dissolving around the world, and how quickly. And yet it took a long time for that wave to crest, did it not? Once the wave breaks, all of the old prejudices and bigotry just fades away, doesn't it? It just can't exist. The universe does not support conformity, it only supports diversity, and you are at a far edge of diversity in human society. Accept that role. Accept it, revel in it, love it, make fun of yourself. Don't take yourself seriously. It doesn't pay. Too heavy. Vibrations slow down in heaviness. But also don't reach too high. Sometimes. But you're on the planet now. Enjoy it. And look around for ways that you think the world can improve. Because when you're above, you get to handle some of those projects. And we're looking forward to it. But don't hurry. When you think about going home, oftentimes we hear that expression, "Oh, I'd like to go home. I don't like living on the earth." The earth is our home. This section of the galaxy is our home. Enjoy your life. Look for ways to create peace in life. Love one another. And above all, love yourselves. You're beautiful.
So it is a good day to you, huh? We've had a good day today, eh? How many of you liked today, huh? Your heart chakras are open. Your energy is open. Your focus is open. Your little tongues are hanging out because you want some more and more and more. And you're a little tired, but you want to come back for more. We will never leave you alone, dearest ones. Now that you have heard these magnificent voices, these magnificent energies, they will be with you forever and ever. Because you see, we are multidimensional. We can go for you, with you, to you, through you. Because our love for you is so great. We hold you in that presence. We open your hearts. We expand your wisdom so you know what your wisdom is, because we know you know. And we know when you think you don't know, you still know. That you know what you know and you know what you don't know. And it's good to not know, because then you're still learning. And every time we want you to know that when you say, "Oh, I know that. I already did that. Oh, I know that." That is exactly what you need to know. So listen to yourself and let your friends be your knowing police, huh? So when they hear you say, "Oh, I know that," then they say, "Oh, but that's what you need to know." Because knowing is not knowing. And it is really a wonderful thing to be okay with not knowing. people come to us and they ask us the three main questions is what's going to happen in the future. And you know, no one knows. Is that repetitive? If we could leave you with one statement today. We've never left anyone with just one statement. But if we could, we would say, be okay with not knowing. It's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to go through my fear anyway. Breathe into that. You know, fear is just another emotion. And you lock up all those good juju emotions like love, and yet you let that fear just splay all about yourself, thinking, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. What will people say, eh? Huh? What will they do? When you're between these two giants here, and we've got this little person here that can't even touch the floor. She left her shoes on purpose so she could reach the floor. But you see, that is the key, is to move through the belief that you are small. Correct?
Correct.
To move through the idea that somehow, somewhere along the way, someone said, oh, this person here, this person back there, they can only be this. And yet, the cap has been removed. Breathe into your own magnificence. You see, that old stuff, that old fear, aren't you ready to be done with that? What?
Yes.
Thank you. For you see, you must be willing to proclaim that. And then it is very simple now. Snap it right out. You know, we talked this morning in the olden days what it was like. Now you don't have to do that. I am willing to step into my present being. Say that in your mind or say it out loud. We don't care. Ah, I am love. I'm loved. I'm willing to love. I'm willing to receive love. You see, it is much harder to do that. I'm willing to receive love, isn't it? In the olden days it was. It's not anymore. The olden days in 2011. You see, dearest ones, your light is so bright, and you come through with these magnificent beings of light up here that you need your sunglasses just to look on the stage. So you've got yours. That's good. It works. To look out there, you need the sunglasses. You see? Everywhere you walk, everywhere you go, and you see people in sunglasses, that's a reminder to how bright your light is. You see, dearest ones, we came all this way just to celebrate your magnificence. Each of yours. Trust who you are, dearest ones. Trust that you are never taken anywhere where you don't have what you need, where you don't have all that is necessary. Trust. Honor yourself. Snap that old fear out. That's right, snap it out. It's just old stuff. You see, intention is the key, huh? We intended to have it all. Oh, wait, we already are it all. We didn't use the right words in English that time, but you get the idea. You see, that is your light. And we are a reflection of you. And it is our greatest honor to be here with you. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste.
I am that I am. Adamus of sovereign domain. No finer words ever said than I am that I am. Take a moment to breathe that in, to feel it within yourself. I exist. I am that I am. Pure consciousness. So, in the few minutes that we have together, I want to comment for a moment that I thought I was sitting next to Madame Blavatsky here for... I had to check with Katumi. And he said, no, Blavatsky didn't smell so good. She smells wonderful. I was accused by a few today of going easy on you, not calling you out on your macchio, not calling you out for, great amounts of money you spend on healing waters and healing rods and everything else. I'll save all that for another day. Oh, we'll talk about the macchio again. But for today, no, this was a safe and sacred space. No need to be hard. You've had it hard enough on yourself. It was a day of just receiving the energies, a day of letting all the entities gift you, hug you and love you, a day of letting all the outside cares and worries simply go away for a moment. So we'll talk about macchio another day, but for now, just all of our love to each and every one of you. We understand the journey, we understand the challenges. There are some of you here in particular that have deep physical issues and has you frightened and worried. You wonder what's going to happen. Worse yet, you wonder what you did wrong. Nothing. Nothing. You're transforming from your physical condition into your light body, into your light mind, and along the way, it's going to bring up old, deeply buried issues. I ask you just to let them go, to release them. Don't process them. Don't focus energy on them. Just let them go. They're not yours, unless you choose. But I don't think you are. I look at you, and of course, I see your human face. I see faces of many, many, many lifetimes. I see your soul face. But I also see a big question mark. A question mark that's almost masking all the other beautiful faces that you are. A question mark, am I doing this right? Am I in the right place? Am I good enough? I'm going to ask you right now to go beyond that question mark that even keeps you from seeing yourself. All that doubt, all that tension, all that questioning. Would you just take a moment right now to go beyond your own question mark? Just slide right past it. Don't think about it. There's no magic formula. You just do it. And then you're there. Beyond all those questions, into your true self, your free self. Just feel who you really are. It's amazing. I wished you could see yourself right now as I see you. Such a beautiful being. On the eve of your own enlightenment. Simply amazing. I want to pass along just one thing. Again, something very, very, very easy. So simple that it might even be a challenge. You've spent countless lifetimes on this spiritual journey, helping others, working with others, teaching, learning for yourself, expanding your own consciousness up to a point. But you get here to this point, to this place, beyond that question mark. And there's just one very simple thing. That simple thing is relax into your enlightenment. Relax into your enlightenment. No more work. No more processing. No more efforting. Relax into your enlightenment. As I said in one of our recent gatherings, I asked the question of those who were attending, I said, what's the last thing a soon-to-be master does before their enlightenment? What's the last thing a master does before their enlightenment? And my answer was simple. Nothing. With that, my dear friends, I am Adamus of Saint Germain.
Behold, I am Ashtatara, a keeper of the golden codes. Bringing with you a remembrance from your future, where priests and priestesses no longer have jobs, because the gods and goddesses know themselves as you. All the star beings hold their breath to watch as you awaken in more amazing levels than could ever have been predicted. You have so many gifts because, first of all, humanity was seeded with love. You were seeded with independence. Sometimes those seeds fought each other, especially within yourself. Almost all the starborn in all the galaxies, very few have love and independence. You are creating galactic waves. You are making the Earth Keepers, the Masters, humbled You are claiming the divinity of the God and Goddess within each of you. And you are claiming it in a different way than the gods and goddesses of old. You claim it in an extraordinary way, in extraordinary lives that look to others as ordinary. Now is the birth, for the first time, of the divine feminine. The goddess is giving birth to herself now, and the divine masculine is there as supporter and creator. When the divine feminine dared not show her face, the divine masculine turned from his divinity and, instead of support and creation, went into survival and competition. The divine feminine must raise her head first. The divine masculine stands in full partnership. Survival in competition is crushed like grapes beneath the feet of those who stand as gods and goddesses, and the sweet wine has never before been tasted. Mother Earth is awakening and supports the god and goddess in each of you. There are incipient codes in your DNA. There are incipient codes in the power places of your earth that are waiting to be claimed. But you must hold yourselves as worthy. You must not look always over your shoulder, or worse, over someone else's shoulder. But go inside to that star heart of yours and say, what is my right action now? What are the right words? What should I do? We ask those questions so rarely. We ask everyone else what we should do. Let your heart be your main communication device to the cosmos. The cosmos is waking up. Waves upon waves of fulfillment are manifesting in this earth. And yes, at first they will manifest as difficulty. Difficulty is only that which is wrong breaking down. You are the greatest lights in the cosmos. You are children of God and children of the stars who didn't realize you would grow up to be gods and stars yourselves. You've been in a side eddy for a while, and all the guardians of the earth and all the golden code keepers have waited till you knocked on the golden gates and asked and said, I have the key. And simply by claiming, I have the key, even if you don't know where it is, even if you don't know how it works, the doors are open. The 12 solar disks that were planted before the time of Lemuria are awakening now. They are vibrating so intensely. It has never happened before. The 12 become the one. The enlightenment is not a solo journey. but happens to 7 billion people on this earth simultaneously. And we know you can't even comprehend that. But it is so. And we remind you that the darkness can never deny the dawn. Shalom.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, behave. If you don't, I'll twitch. Laughter. Joy, celebration. It brings you closer, that which is the creative source. A short time together, I ask you, what is your perception of those who sit in front of you, all of them? How do they get where they are? The awakening stories that each one had. How does that affect you? Do you gaze upon them and wonder at how this felt and what was at hand at that moment? What was their akash? It came from ordinary places that all humans do. Look at this. Business, marketing, engineering, spiritual groups. It represents a full walk of life of all of you. And how do you feel about them being on stage and you looking at them? What is your perception of all of this? That wasn't us. Here's what I'm getting at. There's an awakening story that is profound in each of them, an akash that is unique, just like yours. The things that took place in each of their lives is something I saw, is something we saw. It is what all of the entities that they represent saw. And it can be you. We knock on the door in the same way. For you, we are the same as for them. In their uniqueness and with their gifts and with their life's plan, they ended up in the chairs in front of you. That's their job now. It's no different from your job, except yours is harder. Your awakening will be the same. It happens in the same way. If you wish, the awakening that you would have would be just as profound as any of theirs. Except instead of sitting on stage, you got to go to work. You got to go home. You've got to show mastery wherever you walk. It's harder. There are no accolades, no applause, except from us. I want you to think about this short message that each have given, about the enablement that each one speaks of in their own way, about the beauty of the divine, the creative source that they talk about the potentials and the possibilities. I want you to leave this place knowing this, that what is here before you in these chairs is yours as well. All equally created for this, that the equalness is your ability to hear the call in the same way they did for your own personal unique life as you sit in your chair. These humans on stage now sit and look at you in your chairs, and you look at them in theirs. And we celebrate and we laugh. There really is no difference. You are on the stage of humanity in an enlightened state, spreading that which is light for all. And there is nothing better than that. Nothing. And that is why we love you as we do. And so it is.